This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program on the Northern Plains, and we are grateful for that. That means we have a lot of faithful listeners that tune in and day out, hear that music and say, okay, I better lean into the radio. What's happening? Got a text yesterday from our guest, Fred Erdman, a hotel developer. We were talking a little fishing with him yesterday about how the fishing is on the Bakken. He sent me a text after. He said, I got off the radio and seven people call me. Seven people call me, say, I heard you on the radio. Well, you know, hey, good job, way to go. He said, a couple customers. He said, it was great. So he said, can we do that more often? So anyway, we do appreciate how many great listeners there are out there, very, very much, no doubt about that. A couple of things. Bakken Rocks Cookfest is happening today. We are in Van Hook, North Dakota. I'll be at the bait shop over the noon hour with the My Pillows from Oasis Petroleum. And also the state fair tickets. If you find me in the Make America Great hat, okay? Wearing the red hat. Make America Great Again. And also, there's a big auction underway. It started about an hour ago at Pipers in Steel. You can go online to Pipers.com. Pipers.com. Or just get to Steel. It's going to go all day. I think they're starting a second ring about 11. And they have so much stuff. I saw a beautiful Case IH tractor. It couldn't be more than 3-4 years old. Some green iron, there were all kinds of trailers, there were tools, there was just a ridiculous amount of things. And you can bid online right there at Pipers.com, so check that out. Senator John Hovind joins us next on the What's on Your Mind program. Senator, how are you, sir?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
Always appreciate the access we get from Senator Hovind. These senators have extraordinarily busy schedules.
I understand you're up at Van Hook, is that right?
I am, yeah.
Are you fishing? Are you doing work up there, or are you fishing now?
I wish I was fishing. I honestly have not even set foot on the water. I can't believe it. I should have, but, you know, the fishing is...
it's fantastic.
It's unbelievable up here this year, I guess.
It's world class, yeah. There and Devil's Lake both. I mean, we're blessed.
A lot of things I want to ask you. Of course, we always welcome the listeners' calls as well at 701-367 2054, that's a text, actually. If you want to text a question, 701-367-2054. Todd, you got your phone fired up today? You didn't leave it at home.
I remembered it.
Okay, 701-226-8503 if you want to text Todd a question for Senator Hovind, or you can call him at 800-228-0550. I just saw a news alert from CNN, and they're saying the president's speech last night is proving that he plans to, be very divisive, and that's how he's going to win the presidency. And talking about the thing last night, and the media is just whipped up into a frenzy, and have been since this tweet on Sunday. The first question I have for you is it your obligation to answer a question when somebody shoves a microphone in your face? I always wonder why the Republicans sort of give the media the fodder, because they love to say, do you agree with Trump? Do you agree with Trump? I mean, do you feel like you have to answer every question they throw at you?
Well, I think you have to, talk about where you're coming from and why. And, obviously, I think, as Republicans, we have a good story to tell on the issues. I mean, we're working to do things like cut taxes, cut regulations, support our military, secure the border, strong support for law enforcement, ending sanctuary cities, things like that. So, Scott, I think it always comes back to, talking about the things that we're trying to do for the American people.
But they don't want to talk about that. They want you to talk about how much Donald Trump screwed up by saying what he said. And,
right.
They're going to find any which way to get you to say it.
I understand what you're saying. And that's why, again, you got to bring it back to the things we're trying to do, policy and issues, and why it's the right thing for the country. So, yeah, you always have to work to get it back to the things that you believe in and that you believe we should be putting in front of the American people. that makes our country stronger.
So if, I don't know, Washington Post, CNN, they come up to you and they say, Senator, what do you think about what the president said about, Representative Omar, AOC, whatever, the flavor of the day that they're pounding away on? What if you said, I'll tell you the answer to your question as soon as you bring back the answers to what you have from them about what they've said? Right?
So they
aren't asking anybody to say, do you agree or just Nancy Pelosi should answer. Chuck Schumer should answer. Your colleagues in the Senate should answer for what these people are saying. But it doesn't go that way. So that's what.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. And by the same token, just as we talk about the things that we believe strengthen our country and are the things that work for the American people, by the same token, then we have to point out why socialism is not what is good for this country and why it doesn't work and why sanctuary cities and not following the rule of law is bad for everyone. I mean, think about it. You're protected in your First Amendment rights. You're kept safe because we follow the rule of law. And that to enforce the rule of law, you've got to have support for law enforcement. So we also have to make that case as well.
Yeah, no kidding, because really, this idea that it's a concentration camp down at the border is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. The people have decided not to seek asylum through the port of entry.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We have to secure that border. We have to follow the rule of law. And I've been down to the border. A couple of years ago, I chaired appropriations for Homeland Security. I was down there. We funded those centers. I went through them, and not only the centers where they held single men, but also the family centers. And, you know, I went down there, we funded them, we made sure they had the funding so that people were kept in an environment that was appropriate. So, again, but we've got to close these loopholes. We've got to start enforcing these laws and making sure that we have control of that border. Yes, of course we want immigration, but it has to be legal immigration. I mean, that's just a fundamental part of national security.
I understand that Ken Cuccinelli, who is now the head of the is it INS? What do they call it? Whatever this that handles a lot of the laws related to immigration, is intending to use a regulatory framework in every agency that sort of brings cohesion to this whole discussion. In other words, Department of Defense doesn't do one thing, Homeland Security doesn't do another. That there is like sort of a cohesive thing. And one of those things is, for instance, on the question of the amount of barrier, border, fence, whatever you call it that you need, that to eliminate the inefficiencies right in the legislation would be DHS contracts directly with private companies to get that done. Is that something you support?
Well, you've got to have good coordination. As you say, within DHS, there's a lot of different agencies. You've got Border Patrol, you've got Customs and Border Protection, you've got HSI. You've got Customs and Immigration Service, you've got, right? And it goes on, okay? All of those entities are all, as part of DHS, have to work together so that you not only secure the border, so that you not only enforce immigration law, but you also have security within the country itself. So that if somebody, is in our country, they've come here illegal, they're a felon, and they pose a risk to the society, ICE has to be able to pick them up and deport them, right? So you've got to have all of these things working together, and that's what you're talking about. And of course, we need to do that.
But my understanding is, if somebody comes in, okay, Cuccinelli or whatever.
What he was talking about yesterday, Scott, is it's the concept of the first safe country. It's the first safe country rule. So what the administration did is they said, we'll follow the first safe country rule. So if you're coming from the Northern Triangle, one of the countries in Central America where we're seeing so many people come up. The first safe country for them is actually Mexico. In other words, if they're fleeing Guatemala or Honduras for reasons of political persecution, or they're worried about their safety or well-being, the first safe country they would go to then would be Mexico. So under the first safe country rule, then they would apply to come to the United States from Mexico rather than trying to come into to the United States illegally. And again, it's about enforcing the rule of law and controlling the border.
My point is, we should never have to see this movie ever again. And it seems to me it makes sense that if, immigration here, Department of Defense here, State Department here, Homeland Security here, one regulatory framework so this never happens again is a very good idea. I mean, the Trump administration is dead on the right track, including the Corps of Engineers.
Right.
being, you know, right. used and, where they're needed, but not when they're not, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's important to mention all this, because I think sometimes we lose track of this. The United States is a humane country. We take care of people. And you have to recognize we have many, many people come here legally every year. Also, we do grant, asylum for somebody who is being persecuted. But that's different than people just who may want to come here for an economic reason. They have to come legally. So as we do this, of course, we have to have control of our border. Of course, it has to be done in a way that follows the rule of law. But at the same time, let's not forget, we have many people who come here legally, and we also provide asylum to people who are truly persecuted and need it for safety reasons. That's different, though, than somebody just coming in here on an economic basis. There, they've got to follow our immigration laws.
Which includes going to the border and a port of entry and applying for asylum, not crossing the border illegally. I mean,
right.
It's just,
right.
Short break, when we come back, we got to talk a little bit about the new NAFTA and how that's coming along, USMCA. The senator will have a great conversation on the Senate floor about that. Plus, he just met with the new defense secretary nominee and a few other things on NASA. Stay tuned.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to mineraltracker.com today to activate your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Haig, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dakota, Van Hook, North Dakota, which is next to Newtown, not far from Newtown, North Dakota. Newtown is called Newtown because the old town is under the water. And, you know, you get that perspective when you get out of here. Just think about that. Pretty amazing.
Underwater.
Spanish?
Sanish, yeah.
Sanish.
Well, you know your, there you go. You know your North Dakota history. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. Why did I think it was Vanish? Maybe it's because the town vanished, but it was Sanish. Yeah.
There is an irony there, isn't there?
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, it's a fascinating part of North Dakota, no doubt about it, and really fun to see. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Schweitzer's. It is barbecue season, and Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats right there on South Washington in Bismarck, right by Dan's and Runnings, is a great place. You get North Dakota-grown beef, the Wagyu best ever. Wagyu beef has that intense marbling to it. It is fantastic, so make sure you check that out. And what did you drive to work today, Todd? I forgot what you drove to work at.
My brand new Buick Tour X from Schwann, BuickGMC.com. If you pop it to Schwann, Cadillac.com, though, you can see the latest and greatest. And I was drooling over it, but I stood far enough away so as to not to. The brand new Cadillac XT6. Check it a little, just a little smaller than an Escalade, but plenty of room inside. Check it out at SchwannCadillac.com.
800-228-0550 with your questions or comments for Governor Hovind. I'll get a question in here, and then I want to talk a little bit about USMCA. It's the new NAFTA. Just got a text from a listener in Stanley. Says there's three towns, actually, Sanish, Van Hook, and Elbow Woods. There's some real North Dakota history.
Hey, there you go. I'm impressed.
That,
I'm impressed.
Jamie Bismarck for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Senator Hovind.
Good morning.
I don't have a problem with, like Scott said, doesn't want you answering these questions like the Tribune asked you about Trump. I don't have a problem with you answering them whatsoever. And, you know, I was okay with what you said, but what I wish you would have said was, well, we know when somebody's acting and doing things and supporting legislation that's anti-American, what the hell did you expect a man to say about you and they get all mad about it? You know, I don't think people call them out enough for being anti-American. And in my opinion, they're very anti-American. So, you know, I wish you'd be a little more forward about answering like that. I mean, heck, I talked to you in person. I thought you were a pretty personable guy and not as PC in person. I enjoyed talking to you, but, you know, loosen up a little bit on these guys. And, you know, when they throw you a softball, knock it out of the park.
Well, Jamie, thanks for the. Thanks for the encouragement. I again, like we were talking earlier, I really try to make the case as forcefully as I can that I think, you know, we're on the right track in terms of the things we're doing. Look, you know, focus on jobs and the economy. You know, I did that as governor too. And, so by the same token, yeah, when somebody's saying they're not going to support law enforcement or support our military and those things that I think are fundamentally important too, the stuff with sanctuary cities or any of those kind of things, that, you know, I make the case as strong as forcefully as I can.
Appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks a bunch. Tell me what you did on the Senate floor yesterday. That was pretty interesting to have a, I don't know what you call it, big fancy word, but basically it was just you got everybody talking about USMCA, and this is a huge deal. Talk about things people aren't talking about. Right now, Nancy Pelosi holds the power over whether or not our farmers, our ranchers get a better deal or not.
Yeah, no, that's right on. And this is this goes to right. This is a great example of what we're talking about, Scott. I mean, think about it. USMCA essentially is a trade agreement that will help create jobs in this country, will help our farmers, will help our energy industry, will help our tech, will help our manufacturing. So you're talking about more jobs. You're talking about higher wages. You're talking about more trade. That's just flat out good for America. And that's my point is so I had like 9 senators down there all at the same time making the case, why isn't this getting passed? Well, we'd pass it right now, today, if we could get it in the Senate, but it has to start in the House. So the House has to pass it. And so it comes down to getting the Speaker to put the bill on the floor. And that's what I mean. That we need to make sure people understand that they need to push to get the House to take that up, to get the Speaker to have that vote in the House. The votes are there. It'll pass the House, I mean, on a bipartisan basis. And as soon as we get it in the Senate, we'll pass it. And that's the case that we were making on the Senate floor, and that's the case we have to keep making. That's why, you know, when I come on your show, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about it so people know. Let's go. I mean, I've been meeting with farm groups, not just from North Dakota, but around the country. They're saying, hey, we need this. And I say, you bet. And keep making that case to members of the House. Let's get this done.
Would you say, obviously you have the dust up with the Chinese, and I know that's a big impact for soybean farmers, But USMCA, if you had to assess the impact of, do we do a deal with China and get that done, get back on track, or do we get this passed, which one has the bigger impact for North Dakota?
Oh, well, they both have a big impact. It's just in different areas. For example, for corn and beans and some wheat and some of those crops, barley, USMCA is bigger. But in the soybean world, the deal with China is bigger. So it kind of affects different people and different farmers, different groups, different industry sectors differently. Frankly, we need them both. And we should be doing USMCA right now. I mean, today. And I think we can get a deal with Japan, which will help our livestock guys. I think we can get that in August. And both those help put pressure on China. The good news is our negotiators are back to negotiating with China. With China, it's not just economic, though. We've got some national security and some of those kind of issues, and the fact that they're stealing our technology and those kind of issues to solve as well, which is why it's such a tough nut to crack.
You met with the Secretary of Defense nominee, who looks to be someone pretty well received even by Democrats. What's your number one takeaway with this guy?
Yeah, I just met with Mark Esper this morning. I'd met with him before because he's Secretary of Army, and I'm on Defense Appropriations. So when they come in, I mean, they come see me pretty regular because we provide funding for all their programs and stuff. And so I know him. I really like him. Not only is he a tremendously capable, sharp guy, but he and I have developed a friendship, and I think the world of him. And now he's going to be Secretary of Defense, and we already talked about coming out to North Dakota and talked about the things we're doing in North Dakota. He's excited about coming out and seeing it. He's just a solid, solid person, really, really impressive. I think we'll get him confirmed quick here.
What's the deal with Elizabeth Warren and the secretary? Questioning his integrity, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. This guy, he's solid. You'll hope to get him out there, and you'll get a chance to meet him. I think you'll be very impressed.
Don't have a lot of time, but I also saw some interesting things where you were talking about the moon and NASA, and there's been this whole discussion of a space force. Really seems to be kind of a renewed effort on revitalizing NASA and also just on the defense side, the Space Force. Quickly tell me about that.
Well, this is the 50th anniversary of going to the moon, and the effort now is to go back to the moon on a sustainable basis where then we can launch from the moon to actually get to Mars. So it's the excitement of having gone to the moon, celebrating that 50 years ago, but now the amazing things that I believe we're going to do going forward, which is in essence, going back to the moon and then using that as a base to go beyond. And, the technology is amazing, and America is going to lead the way.
I'm going to leave you with a little bit of fake news. I just got a bulletin from CNN. You ready? Send her back chant at Trump rally reveals the president's plan for a 2020 campaign soaked in hate. That's CNN. You can't make it up. I mean, these people don't stop. It's unbelievable. Senator, keep fighting. Thanks for the time. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
It's time for the Medora Minute, brought to you by our friends at Medora.com. Explore it, adore it, Medora. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora and all things Medora. Justin, I hear you're going to be invaded by a bunch of teddies real soon.
This week, we're going to have a bunch of Teddy Roosevelt coming to town, living history all over Medora. When we have the Badlands Chautauqua, the gathering of Teddy Roosevelt and friends right here in the Badlands. All kinds of free and ticketed events for you to enjoy and really absorb the history of Theodore Roosevelt like only you can in the Badlands of Medora.
And, of course, there's the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the Medora Musical, the Gospel Brunch, Todd Oliver and his Talking Dog, Carl and Greta's Cowboy Sing-Along. So many things to do in Medora. Explore it, adore it, Medora. Go to Medora.com. Justin, have a great day. We'll chat soon, my friend.
Bully!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another setback in the Senate for the bill to provide health care to September 11th attack first responders who became sick because of their work. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul stopping Democrats who wanted to unanimously pass the bill on a voice vote. Paul says he wants a debate on the bill because it includes new spending.
We need to at the very least have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then I will object.
Despite Paul's action, the bill is still expected to ultimately win overwhelming passage in a few weeks.
The Democratic National Committee's security chief warning Democratic presidential hopefuls not to use FaceApp, the popular smartphone app that's been trending lately that makes people look older, security experts saying it was developed by Russians and raises security issues. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jay Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. Anytime you own and operate a business, manage a business, you're watching the bottom line, right? See how things are going. Sometimes it just is what it is. And you have to say, how do I get blood out of a turnip? I got to find another way. The first call you got to make if you're in that spot is H.A. Thompson & Sons. Because they are going to give you an opportunity to lower your bottom line, but also bring some certainty to it, because they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of about 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for buildings, business owners, and they do a lot of things from major manufacturers. They'll do a whole, you know, assembly line for them, maintain it, everything, take it on. So you know what the price is always, and they're doing the maintenance. They're doing, if something breaks down, they replace it. H.A.T. & Sons, Link Service, hatandsons.com, or call them at 701-223-3393. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us in a moment. He has votes right now that they didn't expect, so he's going to be a couple minutes late, but he'll be here shortly. So let's check in with Annie Murnick, Pipers. They have a big auction going on in Steele, North Dakota today at the Auction Center of North America, and you can hear it's going on in the background right now. Andy, tell us what's happening.
We've been at it since about 9 a.m. this morning. We're kind of making our way through all the livestock equipment and the tools. We've got a lot of great tools coming up here on ring number one here for the next probably, I'm going to say until about 4 o'clock, we're going to have a crew going outside, a couple of new auctioneers for Pipers. And we got lots of good power tools, Milwaukee tools, and pipe threading tools, rigid tools, and a lot of conduit tools, and everything that could go with an electrical and control service company. So we got a lot of great things coming up, a lot of good tires. But at 11 o'clock, we're going to start ring number two, and that's inside, as we always do. And you've been here before, Scott. It's a pretty nice facility. We're going to set up if the sun comes out and warms up on us. We'll be in the air conditioning. But everything's posted on the screen. We've got lots of great semis, lots of great semi-trailers. We've had some late additions here, so I want everybody to know about the really nice grain trailers that showed up. We've got a 2013 and a 2019 Tempe trailers that showed up here just two or three days ago. We got a whole line of really nice van trailers, lots of good farm equipment, a combine for everybody, 9650 John Deere, 9750 John Deere, an 8120 combine, Case IH combine. We've got a summer sprayer, lots of good hay equipment, balers, square balers, big square balers. Just a whole line of antique farm all and international farm all tractors, all the way from A's all the way to a 230, which is very rare. I think they only made about 8,000 of those back in the day. So there's a Farmall 230, International 230, a 240, 450, a 400, lots of good trailers. Then we got a really nice assortment of yellow iron with a telehandler, a couple of really nice mini X's. One's brand new, only got 100 hours on it. and a couple of really, really high-quality skid steers, so a JCB as well as a Mustang. And the Mustang's only is a 2018 with 100 hours on it. So lots of great items here to fill out the balance of the day. I think we're going to be here till about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and you can bid online at Pipers.com or you can show up anytime.
Well, if I wasn't in Van Hook today, I'd love to be in Steele at the Auction Center of North America, but you can also follow along online.
You're going to have to tell me, were you in Bowman yesterday?
I was, about 1,200 folks there. The food was fantastic. It was unbelievable.
I know. Yeah, I was looking forward to the event, and we were up here in Steele getting ready for this auction sale, but I heard it was a great one. So
it was. Take care, Andy. Good talking to you. Pipers.com. Set up and bid online. Get to it. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us on What's on Your Mind. Welcome back, Kelly. How's it going?
Well, good. I'm actually calling you from a phone booth again on the floor of the U.S. House. So we're about to vote Democrats' proposal raise the federal minimum wage.
How will you be voting on that, Senator or Congressman Armstrong?
I will be voting no.
Oh, my gosh. They never stop. It's just unbelievable. We have received a fair amount of comments concerning your comments about the president's tweets over the weekend about the squad, and people see mean-spirited, they see not factual, and they say, oh, no, what happened? Talk a little bit about your thoughts and about what the president tweeted in this whole debate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I don't engage in most of that stuff. But I think one thing I hope most people in North Dakota appreciate about me is when somebody calls me and asks me a question, I give them an answer. I mean, essentially, I just thought the tweet was out of line. Nothing more, nothing less. I sure don't think the president's racist, and I sure don't think it's warranted an act of Congress. So, that's just kind of what it was. Somebody asked me my opinion, and I told them.
And I have zero doubt. That's 100% in your heart. I mean, nobody can doubt your support for the Trump administration. You're taking arrows every day, practically, in the House Judiciary Committee, right?
Yeah, I mean, the same day I did that, by the way, I mean, I let them know I said it. I don't ever try and sabotage people. And I mean, I'll just give you an answer. In the last 2 days, I've been defending President Trump and his administration in the Judiciary Committee when Chairman Nadler accused them of negligent homicide and confused Customs and Border Protection of torture. Now today, we're sitting in a hearing in oversight doing the same thing. Yesterday on the floor, I went and defended William Barr and Secretary Ross because they're holding these show contempt hearings. Some of it's just because of who I am and my relationship with the White House essentially since the beginning through state party chairmanship and stuff. Some of it's because of the committees I'm on. And I mean, every single day this president gets unfairly attacked and in a way nobody else has. So, but that being said, I mean, you know me, Scott, and everybody knows me. If I have an opinion, I'm going to give it. And I just that's how I roll.
and of course, you said a number of things, but the mean-spirited thing, and I think you were not calling the president mean-spirited. You were saying the remarks you thought were mean-spirited, but it didn't necessarily come out that way.
But here's my big question.
I was just talking to Senator Hovind about this because he's had similar controversies in the past. I'm just going to, rather than read you 25 texts or, calls that have come in, this is an email that came from Joan in Bismarck. And Joan said this came yesterday at noon. I am so sad and disgusted by what Armstrong was quoted saying in the Bismarck Tribune. I voted for him and not the Democrat. Well, I got a Democrat anyway. Armstrong offered the most direct criticism of Trump's comments, calling them mean-spirited and factually inaccurate. Just wrong to tell any U.S. citizen to go back to where they came from. Attacking any citizen based on where they've come from is never okay. Quoting you, got in quotes. Yes, it is okay. If this is again Joan, yes, it is. If you hate America and Americans, I say it has always been said, go back to where you came from. If you hate it here and hate American citizens. My grandparents are Germans from Russia. We thank God to be here in America, and we all love America. Those who hate America and me, go to where you will be happy. We love America, says Joan. Now, my question to you is, you explain what you meant. You explain why you did it. Do you have to play the game of these reporters, because they don't go ask Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer what they think about the hate that has come out of the mouth of Omar and AOC and some of your other colleagues. They don't do that. We never see it. But you are expected as a Republican member of Congress to instantly say, do you agree or not? Why even play the game? Because I know what's in your heart, yet this listener, this supporter, this voter of yours thinks it's very different because of what you said, because some reporter is playing gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, there's that. And I mean, there are 7,000 different times on a daily basis when you can do those things out here. I will say, for the most part, that North Dakota reporters don't engage in this very often. And if it wasn't a North Dakota reporter, I would have ignored it. But I'm always, when the press in North Dakota calls, I typically give them a comment, particularly if I've had time to deal with it. My answer to Joan would be, Joan, I promise you, I'm not a Democrat. I promise you, I am standing here fighting for North Dakota values and this president every single day of the week. It probably, it's not the first time I've criticized him or anybody else. It probably won't be the last time, but I can guarantee you 100% that I'm on board with President Trump and what he's done for this country and our state.
Questions or comments certainly welcome for Kelly here, too. He'll be this top, be here until the top of the hour, 19 to the hour now, so we got a little time. 701. Yeah, well, you got to vote. That's right. 701.
Yeah.
258. Well, the Kramer trick is the phone booth, and then, oh, wait, they're calling a vote. Let me set the phone down, go vote, then come back, so we could try that. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 with questions or comments. Here's a texter. Scott, will you ask Representative Armstrong why, this is in caps now, so I think they're shouting, why won't Pelosi put USMCA on the floor for a vote?
I have had three different meetings in the last 2 days in the middle of all the hearings that we're doing about that. And I will tell you what I have told other people, because I think it's important. It's truly political at this point. We need, I said, they have to figure out, and I don't care what it is. This is one of those deals that's bigger than politics for North Dakota. We need, I've told people, if you know Democrats, you need to, one, put pressure on them to put pressure on leadership, and two, figure out what she can claim as some kind of win. I mean, we all know that's not the truth anyway, but it's a purely political decision at this point, and it's absolutely important. You know, Canada's ready to do it. Mexico's ready to do it. The U.S. House of Representatives is ready to do it. The Senate's ready to do it, and the president's ready to sign it. So this goes down to one person, and that's Nancy Pelosi, and we need to get it on the floor.
And it has to start in the House, so it can't start in the Senate, even though the votes are there. It is instantly, when it's signed, instantly it becomes a better deal for farmers and ranchers. So why don't we as conservatives, Republicans, have the ability to say right now, if you are a Democrat in the United States House and are not talking to Nancy Pelosi about passing this, you are hurting farmers. You are making a very difficult, challenging time in agriculture worse. Can't we say that?
Well, I think we can, and I think this is where you go to, I mean, how the national media covers different things, because if you go on to pretty much every Republicans, for sure the Western Caucus and the Republican Study Committee, I mean, we all have these, we all are putting stuff out on our Facebook, we're putting stuff out on our Twitter, we're putting stuff out on our social media, saying almost essentially that. And I know my friends that are doing this are having the same conversation with these trade groups and saying, listen, I'm a freshman Republican from North Dakota. I can't put pressure on Nancy Pelosi. But if you are meeting with a Democratic member of Congress, it's not good enough for them to say they're going to vote for it. You have to push them to put pressure on leadership to do so. So, I mean, there's a lot of it going on. It's just, I mean, there's 198 of us in the U.S. House that are Republicans, and we're all doing our own thing. I just don't think it just doesn't get covered the way it should, because they protect Democratic leadership in this body.
Yeah, and they also, the media is not asking, they should be throwing microphones in to every Democrat's face to say that. Are you for this farm crisis continuing, or do you want to help it? Well, then, and I used to say this to Heidi Heitkamp all the time. I'd say, well, it's great that you're, and you know, Conrad Dorgan, all of them, great that you oppose this. Great that you're, you know, but are you using capital to actually change it? Are you, you know, it's one thing said to press release house, that's terrible, I want them to do this. Go talk to them, make a difference. That's how you make a difference. And that's what Democrats like Colin Peterson and others, they need to do it. I mean.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it'd be nice if the media covered that instead of 8 hours a day of what Bob Mueller might say in a hearing.
Where you don't get to ask a question because they don't want any tough questions asked of
you.
No,
we got time back. We're good to go
did.
Now.
Oh, you fixed that.
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
We'll call it
a bit. We win fight.
Yes, exactly right. All right, Clinton Bismarck, you're next up for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Take a short break. More with the Congressman live from Van Hook, North Dakota for the Cook Fest today after this.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. And we believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm sorry, Rush. You got three, we got two, and we could use another because it just goes so darn fast. It just, it rolls right along here. Folks, busy time. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. The folks at High Plains Apache, of course, are the ones that have those Apache sprayers. And about this time of year, a sprayer is, farmer's best friend. You don't want it to break down. When it does, they have the parts for it. So highplainsapache.com. They are south of Fargo, exit 60 Frontier. They are also in Mandan across from the Culver's. Or check them out at highplainsapache.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, who is waiting here? Let's see. We'll go to Clint first, and we're going to go to Minot. Clinton Bismarck, what's up? You're on for Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Yes, Congressman, I just wanted to vent a little on your comments. You know, I was a Tom Campbell supporter, and the Republicans the Republican leadership in our state, the same Republican leadership under Curley Haugland that didn't want Trump, he's an anti-Trumper, our primary count didn't vote, same party asked Tom Campbell to step aside, and he did for Cramer, and all of a sudden he got thrown to the side and you ended up in, and you know what, you're part of, just like the rest of the anti-Trump Republicans. And it's guys like you that make me not want to vote Republican anymore.
Well, I am sorry you feel that way because I'm not anti-Trump. My chief of staff worked for the administration. We've worked with this administration very closely, not only through the campaign, but also through pretty much every day while we're out here. And I'm not an anti-Trump supporter. I support President Trump.
Have you made any comments against Ilhan Omar? Have you held her out for anything she said? Have you gone on C-SPAN?
When asked, but
how come nobody comes out of the crowd? We've got a absolute anti-Semite just spewing just hatred. I don't get it. You know, if you guys
want to,
but if the Republican Party would have got behind Donald Trump, you know what? We might have some border security. It's the Republican Party that got us nothing when they were in power.
I supported President Trump for a lot of those same reasons. I'm doing it today in a hearing when we're dealing with his acting Secretary of Homeland Security. I agree with what you say.
Clint, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Security.
Phil and Minot, let's get you in here quick. Go ahead, Phil.
Hi, Congressman Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Got a question here. Instead of volunteers, you do it anyway, and you're my B, excuse my French. So my question is the U.S. the B of the globe? What do you think about that?
Is it, I didn't quite hear that. Is it the what of the globe?
The B? B, Are you talking about a comment that was made? You're asking whether he agrees with it?
Instead of volunteer so many times, volunteer, you do it anyway, and volunteer, you're my B because you're helping me. So my question is the U.S. the B of the globe?
B as in B-I-T-C-H is what you're saying, right?
As Rush says, B-I-H.
I don't want to get,
B-I-H,
get knocked off the,
No, I hear you,
No, but I think rhetoric from the Democrats and policies we've had have made it, I'll just use a very specific example because of what I'm dealing with today. We are actually putting border security agents and national security at risk based on rhetoric and policy where cartels in the Northern Triangle countries in Mexico are profiting billions of dollars a year based on, policies that we have that we can't get changed in Congress that allow them to come and saturate our southern border. I mean, I think it's we talk about the humanitarian crisis, and we should talk about the humanitarian crisis, but we don't do enough about talking about the national security crisis. So, I think we have the lack of willingness of action, particularly on Democratic leadership in the House, and it's causing us serious problems.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for letting me through.
Absolutely. Although I'm not in charge, that's Scott's guy.
Well, anybody that calls gets through. We take all. We welcome it. Any questions, comments, texts, you're welcome to call Congressman Armstrong when he's on, Senator Hovind when he's on, Senator Cramer when he's on. We appreciate it. So thanks so much. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, anytime. And, of course, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a comment, we generally will take that and use it the next time Congressman Armstrong or one of the senators is on. Is the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. I don't have time for another call, but I want to ask you this in the 30 seconds we do have left. I mean, do you think that you and other Republican members should do more to take on the squad and those folks like they take on Trump?
There's two different. I mean, I think it's more so than that. One, I think the president is more than capable of defending himself. He has proven that at any point in time. But I think the bigger issue is, you know, Ilhan Omar is about to introduce a right to boycott bill, which is it's a thinly veiled anti-Semitic bill, and we have to absolutely fight against that. But I will also say, I think there's a certain amount of their policies are so out there and so anti-American that the more we can put those out there, I mean, eventually what we have to do is we have to win enough people to control the House again. And I think they do more to help us with that because of what they say than any other.
Makes perfect sense.
Department.
Gotta leave it there. We'll let you go vote. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, see ya. God bless you in Van Hook, North Dakota today.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.